Yesterday morning, I was getting ready to run around a little bit outside, and so I thought, well, I'll put my sunscreen on, and I picked up the tube off the sink, and I was putting it on. I thought, man, this is thicker than I remember it being. It really is. What is this? Then I noticed the minty fresh smell. So, I mean, it was a good product. It's just I was using it wrong. And I think a lot of times that we do that in our lives. It's like, we have this creative energy, but sometimes we're using it wrong. And when we do, we notice it gets kind of heavy in our lives and it gets kind of smelly, you know, it's like, but all of that is to get our attention to say, hey, you know, look what you're creating, look what you're doing. But I mean, I would have been the most minty fresh person you ever would have met yesterday. But I decided that wasn't really going to protect me from the sun. And so that went off and the right stuff went on. But that's what happens when you have two tubes upside down and you don't really know what you're looking at. So anyway, this is called the Great Create. And I think a lot of times people really beat up on themselves about what they're creating and with their lives. And I sometimes constantly think of people and they'll just say, I'm so upset with myself. I just hate myself that I have created this for myself. And when we are hating ourselves and beating up on ourselves, now we really are creating something else, okay? And so it's very important. The first thing to do is to have compassion and say, this is what I understood at the moment, but at any moment, I can change up my thoughts about that, just like that light switch that we're talking about. How long does it matter if it was dark once you turn the light on? As soon as you turn the light on, everything that you imagined in the dark has gone. The imaginings of what could be in that space is gone. And you can see clearly everything that was there all along. And I think that's true of us, you know. We a lot of times get into very dark spaces and a dark emotion, a dark feeling, and we just keep going down and down and down, and we get into fear and we get into guilt and we get into shame and we get into self-hatred, really, just beating up on ourselves. And at any moment, we can throw a light on that says, you know what, this is just part of the human experience, this is just the lessons that I'm in the learning mode, and I'm going to be a willing student of how all of this works. I don't know if you've ever taught, but if you have and you've had an unwilling student, it's not fun, right? It's not a fun situation. And so I could never understand, like when people came to my classes when I was teaching interior design, most people just ate it up, and other people were like, nope, my uncle said, never paint wood, never do this, never do that, you know, close off all fireplaces, they're bad. You know, some feng shui people say that too. So they were like not willing to like, well, let's just explore how you used to do it and let's explore how you might do it now. And the only ones that could really learn were if they were a willing student. So when we get stuck in our story sometimes of what we've done in the past and the lessons are coming towards us over and over again, unless we say, show me, I'm willing to see what's going on here, we really have a hard time changing the situation. Because all along, no matter what we are thinking, feeling, and believing, we are always moving this pure creative energy that is within us, within all things. And when you think about it, it's like, could you make a cucumber? Would you even consider, how would you even come up with the idea of a cucumber? It's like, what? And so you think about every little aspect that's been created, and think about all the little creatures that you've never seen, that nobody even knows exist, that when somebody finally finds them, that they are colored perfectly in every aspect that you would never even see. There is something that pays attention to detail and isn't concerned about opinions. There's something that creates because that's what it does. That's what it is. And that's what we're living within. And just to take that in, because a lot of times when we create, was like, well, what if nobody buys my artwork? No, what if nobody likes my music? What if nobody ever hears this song? What if? The personality needs a reflection to come back at it. What if we just allowed ourselves to be fully and completely who we are and explore the things that we love and walk away from the things that aren't working for us? Put down that tube of toothpaste and wash it off, because it's not going to serve you. Put down the story and turn a light on that's optimistic. I love what Helen Keller said. A pessimist doesn't discover any new lands. They already have a story that we've already seen it all. We don't need to see anything else. It is the way it is. But the truth is, nothing is the way it is. It is the way it is in this present moment until you change your story about it. And that's the reason why when you look at people, we like to talk about groups of people, but the reality is that it's all individual expressions everywhere. And everybody has a different take on every story. So when we talk about, well, all of these people think this and all of these people think that, that is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing to say. It couldn't possibly be. So when we try to attempt to imagine a better world, we think, how are we going to get all those people who think this one way to think this way? And it's a crazy story because nobody thinks one way. Everybody has their own unique take on it. Everybody has a creator working through them. Everyone has a heart that can be softened. But ironically, the hearts out there that need to be softened always originate through you. And as long as we are hard on ourselves and we think we can't change and we think our situations can't change, we are keeping alive the illusion that nothing can change. Now we could say, well, how could that be? How could I be affecting the whole? Maybe, as we've talked about before, maybe the whole isn't what you're changing. Maybe you are moving to a different dimension where things are different. We have so much going on that we can't see. So much that's working at play, so much that is supporting the entire universe. There's so much coordination that we have to be that optimist who says, I may not be able to see how it can happen, but I am the dreamer who can dream that it can happen. I am the one who can imagine my best life and allow the Creator to work through that. The creative life force, the creative energy, whatever you want to call it, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. It is the creator, the creative action, and the ultimate creation. It's all the same thing. And it wants to express as you, individually. Whatever your heart's desire is, that is what it wants to express. Whatever talents you've been given, whatever super intelligence, the ability to pick up languages easily, the ability to play music, the ability to write poetry, the ability to teach, the ability to be kind, the ability to do a lot of different things. There's just like a multitude of things. And the people who are putting the sticky, smelly toothpaste on their lives are the ones who say, but I shouldn't follow that. I should do something else. So I was talking to somebody the other day who's so beating up on herself because a long time ago a spiritual teacher told her she should be this. And she feels so bad that she never did it. And I said, did you want to do it? No, I did not want to do it. But they felt I was called to do it and I should do it. And she can't stop beating up on herself because of that. And she hates herself because of that. It's so interesting that we would put somebody at a higher level than us. I mean, today you're listening to somebody who put toothpaste on herself yesterday. Remember that, okay? Just remember that. I think that's the important thing to remember. We have to say that we are all that creative energy. We are all that creator expressing uniquely as us. We are all equal in that. And we are all creating. But we are not, the personality is not the creative energy that makes it happen. We are the dreamers. We are the ones that a lot of times, as the song is, we're in the middle. We're between this and that. That's not a fun place for our personality to live. We don't like that. It's like, no, I want that. Well, let's nail this down. It's not a fun place to be. But when we're leaving something that isn't working, our jobs, our lives, whatever is going on, then we have to imagine moving over to another place. So the person I described has pain all through her body. It hurts to be who she is. And she doesn't understand why God would not heal her. But the pain is subsiding. Because one day, for 1 minute, she considered that she was doing it all right instead of all wrong. In that 1 minute. See, that's the thing. I think we have to be on track all the time. And we have to stay in that mode and be perfect all the time. When the reality is that putting a little energy over there to what would be possible can change everything. It doesn't have to equal how long you stayed in the dark when you put something over in the light. But when we keep thinking about and researching and worrying about and talking about and expressing and feeling what we're not happy with, and we're talking about using creative energy, then all we can create is more of what we got, right? And as we move it over to a new direction and imagine a wonderful life, different possibilities, no timeline on when it happens, but just that I can see it happening. I mean, here's where I want to be. I want to be over there. I want to be on the other side of this thing. I want to feel the relief of being on the other side, but I'm not going to figure out how to do it. I'm going to take baby steps. When the opportunity comes, I'm going to take a step towards it, and another step, and another step. And every time my mind wants to go back to my old story, I'm going to bring it back over to where I'd love to be. And that is how the great that we are creates. That's how we get to where we want to go. It's hard to believe that staying focused on negativity actually creates a negative life. That it's the ultimate outcome. That it is the creation. That it is the miracle. But because it doesn't look like what we want it to look like, we think we're doing something wrong. When in reality, when we beat up on ourselves, and we're hard on ourselves, and we feel guilt, and we hold on to our story, and we will not let the story go, then the Creator creates. And the discomfort is not punishment at all. The discomfort is the lesson. It's the wake-up call. It's the nudge. It's the, how about thinking about something else? How about watching some positive movies? How about reading something positive? How about walking in nature and going, holy cow, who made this stuff? Who does this? I didn't do this. Who did this? Who made this? How can I have a thing called a voice and feeling and touch? I mean, how do you create touch? How do you create taste? You can taste something, but how do you create it? Just to live and ponder in those questions lets us know that we are living in the midst of a great creator, that we are living in the midst of great creation. and to let go of the personality story a little bit and relax into that, to really understand who and what you are. Because when we do, there's nothing to dislike. There's nothing. We only can have compassion for what our personality thought was going on, because that's all it knew. There's no timeline, there's no deadline, there's no amount of output that you have to put in this lifetime to be successful. None of those stories exist for that one that knows it's eternal. And as that opening song, whatever you do here, you are blessing the world. Even if you maybe would have done what your personality says, misbehaved, you provided the lesson for another person to choose something else. How have we learned our healthy boundaries? How have we learned to reach for something better? How have we done this stuff? Have we done it in isolation? Or have we done it in response to something that didn't feel so good? Are we not gifts to one another? Are we not reflecting, as she said in her prayer, what we're feeling? When somebody criticizes us and it hurts, doesn't it have to have a mark to land on? If somebody's shooting an arrow? Or does it just go whizzing by you? When we know who and what we are, there's no place for it to land. The more we know it, the more we find that we can handle just about anything. We can handle it. We know that there's a new story being created right now in this moment. And it starts with you. And you simply decide, what's been going on isn't something I want. I know it's been a wake-up call. I am grateful for it. But I'm ready to write a new story. And I don't need to figure out in this story how I got to there, but just that I got there. And I'm enjoying it, and I'm loving it, and I'm feeling the relief of it, and it's peaceful, and it's joyful, and I love myself, and I know I'm good. And I know that's what is within everybody, everywhere. That we are one with that Creator, that we are the creation, that we are moving and having our being and using that creative energy all the time. And we just see it. We turn the light on. We see that's what's been making all this stuff. We just see it. And we don't have to go back and feel bad about everything that we created up to this point. We just see what's always been. And that's all we have to do. Open our eyes, as they say, when you have eyes, new eyes, you will see it. Thank you.